Simon Waterfield, back at Brighton Fringe, forced to change venue this year.
We did, yes. We're at the Friends Meeting House this year. Very good. I'm not quite sure why the previous one closed down, but there we go.
But you look very different to last year.
Very different, yes. I was First World War kilted Tommy last year. This time I'm a real-life father of a trans child and bringing the play with my child to discuss how a father and child actually communicates.
Now your theatre company does something very unique, doesn't it?
Yes, we generally look at historical events from the ordinary man's point of view. This time I started looking at how our language has changed from Shakespeare's wonderful language to text speak and Twitter speak and things like that, and it changed into a discussion between father and a trans child about how they actually communicate and how they need to communicate.
So the title of this is very intriguing, Transgendered Shakespeare. So say about the moment where you thought that would be the idea.
There's been a great deal of change between Shakespeare's wonderful language and how we communicate these days, generally over social media. And my trans child, who we generally don't much get to talk to, became the perfect foil to build the story around. And in fact, it's helped her enormously, him, should I say, to, shall we say, come out and explore exactly how they're feeling themselves.
And have you had to learn the new lingo?
I have had to learn the new lingo, yep. There's an awful lot of it out there. Google, if you do transgender, will come up with 58 million hits. That's an awful lot of reading to do.
So this has been a bit of a journey for you?
Very much of a journey, and it's going to be a continuing journey for many years to come, I think.
And so what does putting that on the stage specifically achieve that, say, other forms of art wouldn't do?
It gives us an opportunity to literally explore how each other's feeling about the subject and hopefully bring the whole thing to other families who are perhaps, I won't say struggling, but having to deal with this situation.
So both of you are on stage for this?
Yep.
So what was the rehearsal like between father and child?
Difficult at times. She's come with, shall we say, other issues, depression. Anybody with a trans child will know all about it. So actually encouraging her to, shall we say, come out and be in front of people and actually do this has been a wonderful experience.
And have you tested the material out, you know, in advance of a first performance?
Only amongst friends. We were scheduled to do it at my local theatre club, but unfortunately Rory, my child, went down with a bad chest infection that night, so it didn't actually get properly put on. So this is a world premiere, folks.
And is it now kind of very much firmed up as a script?
Very much so. There's a lot of script, there's an awful lot of multimedia, there's music, and there's a lot of memes, shall we say. My daughter communicates to me quite a lot in the first half through Twitter and text messages.
We can never really know, but what do you think Shakespeare would think of today's language?
He will be horrified.
Do you think he'd use it, though? Would he adapt?
No, because it just doesn't bring out what you need to say to people. 130 letters on a Twitter page isn't actually going to get you very far when you're chatting up a new young lady, for instance.
Have you found any virtue in it?
Only in terms of help, come and get me, where are you, that sort of thing. But personally, I'd much prefer to talk.
And so what's going on inside you when you're on stage?
Apart from the usual nerves, wanting to encourage Rory to actually come out fully and explore exactly how she is in terms of all her emotions and everything like that. But generally it's an extremely positive thing.
So you feel like this is doing good?
I hope so. I think so. I feel it.
And what are the plans for it as a performance?
We're here for four performances right the way through May. I'm hoping to take it to London Fringe and Camden Fringe next year now. And we'll see what happens after that.
And as a maker of work like this, you're already on the next thing in your head too, or do you finish one and then have a pause and start on another one?
I've already got three other monologues I've got to write for shows later on in the summer, but I also have ideas for fringe performances next year, which again is a different departure from what I'm doing now.
So he's going to be back.
I will indeed.
Simon Waterfield, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.